Welcome to Color Me Happy Podcast. My name is Brandy Hofer. Thank you so much for joining me today. I sure do appreciate your time. So, finally, we have Jesse Dahlquist, or known online as Jesse Doll Art. She's from California, somewhere. Somewhere there. I'm from Canada, so give me a break. I don't really know exact areas. Maybe, did she say Orange County? I should know that. There was a whole show about it. And I came from the generation that was super duper obsessed with all of those things. What was it? The OC, and then came Laguna Beach and the Hills. Oh my gosh, it's so terrible. But you know, this is so off topic. I'm so sorry. But Dan Levy was the host of The Hills. Was it The Hills or Laguna Beach? The Hills. They had a host. Oh my gosh. And then they recap the episodes. Holy crap. Okay. Anyway, back to my early 20s or teens. I can't remember. Yeah, something like that. No, it must have been. Okay. Move on, Brandy. Okay. We had Jesse here, and she is so special and so amazing, and she's my new friend, and we, for months, have been geeking out so hard over process and medium, and Jesse had, like, a million questions about, process, like, what can go on what, and why isn't this working, and I was like, yes, finally, somebody I can talk to about this, who cares? Which is amazing. I hope you're doing okay this September, everyone. It feels like so much all at once. So feel free to talk about it in our Color Me Happy community. I complain all the time about the hardness of things. So you're welcome to as well, and we will show you support. Also, if anything's going on in your life, anything's going well, you're joining our sketchbook project, or you took our portrait class, or any of those things, please share it. I want to see it. I want to talk to you about it. Jesse actually took our portrait class as well. And she, oh my gosh, she did like these amazing things. And then she hopped on the sketchbook project too. And I just like, I loved everything she did. She, in this episode, actually talks about how she got into art and attending the Milan Art Institute, and then being on their like reality show this past spring in Greece. So she talks about that, which is really neat. I'll let you listen to it. I'm very excited and/overwhelmed because on Tuesday, today, you'll be listening to this on Sunday. It's Friday. So I'm sneaking it right in last minute because I'm a stay-at-home parent and I only have time for last minute things right now. And so Sunday, in a few days, our Art Academy starts through our local public school system. And I'm so excited to just rock out and make art with rock out. Who says that? I better not say that in Art Academy or they'll think I'm really uncool. I'm going to rock out with them and make some art. I actually said that. I was like, you know, when I was volunteering, I was like, you know, you guys, like, you must, like, when you listen to music in your room at night and it was like crickets were in the room, like, who is this old lady? We don't sit in our rooms and listen to music. I was like, what? Like, that's all we did. And they're like, no, we play on our phones and watch videos. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm worried. I'm genuinely worried. So I'm really excited to, teach these kids to get bored and make art all at once. And then we're packing up. I've ordered new luggage and I'm going to New York. So that's crazy and scary and exciting all at once. But turns out if you ask for things, they come true sometimes, and not when you really are ready or expecting it, or when you have the time, right? So I'll take it. Okay, I'll let you get into this really cool, fun episode. And one more major thing. Jesse, check out her artwork. Oh, Teddy's going to bed. Check out her artwork and her Instagram, Jessie Doll Art. And Jessie, I have it here. Where is it? Jessie Doll Art, like JESSIDOLL.com. She is having, because she's moving, a 75% off sale. Some of her original art. This doesn't happen. This doesn't happen. She sold a bunch of stuff at like art fairs and stuff. Like, this is original art. So if you want to collect one of her pieces, do it now. She's making space and hauling herself down to Texas with her family. So take advantage. Check that out. I think it's only up for 24 more hours from Sunday. So on Monday, the sale is over. Okay, I'll let you get into it.
Yeah, no, nothing. I'm good.
Yeah, and we can, yeah, let's talk about what you did. Were you pregnant in Greece?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
So I wanted to get pregnant at the end and have like a conceived in Greece baby, but it didn't work out.
It was a conceived when you got home.
Yeah, it conceived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have I'm pretty sure Hawaii conceived child. Hey. And he looks like he's got curly blonde hair, and oh, he literally, whenever we've gone to the ocean, which is not very often, by the way, but recently a beach or an ocean, he strips down naked and just lays his body in the sand. And I was like, oh my gosh, he was conceived in Hawaii and now he has to go there
because Moana, baby.
He's a little surfy, like tanned, naked.
He looks like a kid from around here. Like
wild haired. He does look like a kid.
He does look like a surfer kid.
Surfer kid. So I remember feeling funny heading to a surfing lesson. I was like, what is going on in my downstairs mix-up? Like, what is that weird feeling? And some women do feel the like egg being whatever.
Yeah.
Implanted? Is that right? Not implanted, but like the
implantation. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that happened, and I was surfing that day. I was actually surfing with what is that surfer? Andy, the famous surfer. He passed away, but Andy something. I'm sure some people
You were surfing with him?
He was passed. He's dead. Oh. But his old friend happened to be. And actually, what was funny about that and how the universe works is I happened to be doing a large scale custom artwork of this surfer. And then I met his friend, old friend Hawaii, surfing with him. It was so strange. And I was like, good, I can write this off as research.
Exactly.
But it's so nuts.
That is really nuts. That's so
yeah, Teddy was born into surfing. And I hope one day we can like do a surfing trip together, or my boys can learn it. Not all of them would be into it. Definitely, we'll try when they're older.
It depends on the kid for sure. Like my daughter is more, the first one, she's a little more fearful, but she finally got into it when she was like 8. It took like, yeah.
Maybe we'll come, you surf?
I grew up surfing. We live in Huntington Beach, which is the surf capital of USA.
Well, you're moving, but I'm coming to visit you.
I wish you could, because it's honestly so awesome here. And we're looking around going like, what are we doing? But at the same time, we know it feels right. Like, you know, and you're just like, you know, you're following the right path for your family. But at the same time, you're like, oh my God.
The ocean. Yeah. I like only have surfed in lessons because I don't know enough about the ocean to like show up to the ocean and like take it on myself.
It's scary. It's super scary. Like it's not big. Yeah.
We're just lakes. Like we just have a ton of lakes, which is great too, but it's very different from ocean life and tides. And like, I know nothing about it, so I'm not going to just show up and be washed away.
Yeah. No, people from like out of state or country like die all the time. It's sad. Like swimmers.
Super yeah.
Sad.
It's not something you mess around with for sure. Okay, so we have Jessie here. Welcome.
Hi.
I'm so happy to have you. I've been waiting to, we actually talked way before, we talked half an hour before the podcast because we had so much to catch up on. And I'm just so happy to be finally meeting you kind of in person for the very first time, because I'm a huge fan of your artwork, and I met you, I would say, like, through the Milan, just like circle of somehow.
I think they had you on their podcast, and then I started following you. I think I even found you before them, though, because you were like a portrait artist, and then you were a mom artist, and I was just like, ooh.
Yeah, for sure. I was on their talk Tuesday art talk
Tuesday. Yeah.
And it was just really special. And then they had asked me to do some content for them because, and I was like, oh, you must ask people all the time. They're like, nope, just you. I was like, oh, okay. It was really fun, and they're just so kind.
Yeah.
It was nice to get to know them better. And then I had Ellie and on the podcast and Demetra on the podcast. And it was just so cool to like have a mother daughter dynamic and to hear about like how they founded everything and how it happened. So speaking of the Milan Institute and that group, so how did you get involved with them? Like, when did that happen for you?
That happened for me, I think like 4 years ago. They came to an art conference that I was at, and Ellie spoke, and Demetra was there, and some of their other students. And I was just like, oh my gosh, sign me up like right the second. Cause I had grown up being an artist, and like, I love drawing. But then when I started painting, I was just like, it just didn't look good. Like, I never been taught, I didn't go to art school. I already had a kid at that point, probably a 4-year-old. And so, I was like, regular art school is out the window in my mind. So anyway, when I found out they do like become a professional artist in 1 year school online, I was like, I signed up that day.
Yeah, for sure. I totally believe in like dragging it out for 4 years was something else. That's for sure.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Well, I was really young. And so you're growing into yourself. So it's not only you're not just in school, but discovering who you are as a person. Yeah. So it took like years to be dedicated in business. But I think when like in your situation, and I have some mentees who are in that situation, like full-time mothers or thinking about going back to work, but also I would love to go back to school. And I'm like, how can you dedicate that amount of time to that and money? And I can't advise them to do it because it's just such a sacrifice. Like,
yeah,
you know, you need that time. Time is our most precious commodity. So it's like, yes, they have found such a great way to, you know, get people connecting to themselves and their style and their creativity and discovering mediums and how those work.
Yeah, so thankful for that, because the art store is huge and it's such a threat when you're new. You're like, what does this do? You know, it's like tinctures. Like, so anyway, when they just go one by one, teach you everything, how to do it. So that was so cool for me.
And then moving through their program, you became a mentor yourself.
Yeah, I became a mentor. I got pregnant during the program, but I still was so into it. I like graduated right on time and then became a mentor to other students, which is really cool because it's my passion. So getting to just help people do what I love to do it's perfect.
I know. I'm filling out this form for like you get nominated for a Women in Business Award, and I'm filling out the form and they're like, how are you helping other women, like lifting other women up? I was like, well, like, I just truly believe like I want more people, and not just women, but and people our age, but like early on, like I really want the same thing for others, right? Yeah. Like, you have found it's so much fun.
Yeah, right? Like I love life. Like I feel like I wasn't fully alive until I found my own artistic, like as an artist, finding my own artistic expression. I'm like, I feel like I'm fully alive. It's weird to say that, but I want everyone to find that, you know?
Yeah,
you find,
no matter what it is.
You find time in your day, like it's all there for you when you care so much and like what you do.
Yeah, and you said it, I think, before we started recording, but you're like, I don't know how you do everything you do. And I'm like, well, I'm so super obsessed with it. Like, it's just, it's easy because I want to be, like, I want to do these things. I genuinely want to do everything. And if other people could want to do what they love, it would just be such a better world, and it could function. There would be a way for it to function, you know, because everyone's different and everyone loves something else.
Yeah. I don't know anybody. I mean, my friend, but, you know, it's like growing up, I was the only one who wanted to be an artist, you know, so everyone else would find their passion and make it the best thing ever because they love it.
Yeah. It would just, it'd just be amazing. Yeah. And, okay. So you mentored, and then they have this show. So tell me about the show and how that happened, because it's very cool.
It is super cool. I love their idea. So it's basically like the Food Network shows, or if you watch Ink Master, it's just like that. So it's like a bunch of people come and then they give you a challenge. So for the painters, they give you like a theme. And so you have your theme. In the years past, they would put a lot of restrictions on the artists, but this year it was a theme and just a time, basically. And I probably wasn't even supposed to say that, but whatever. Oops. And
secrets.
What are you gonna say? So ask for forgiveness later. But yeah. So anyway, it was just really cool. So I had to paint as quick as I could, and then the worst painting goes, and then the best painting wins. So there was 13 people starting, and work your way down to 3, and then it's going to be airing on a TV channel, and then probably somewhere online, maybe YouTube, just somewhere online and a TV channel. And then once we get to that final episode, there'll be a live vote from the actual audience for the winner.
Crazy. Yeah. So you can't really say anything about that.
Yeah, I'm like, how do I talk about this without talking about this?
So they've done it before. Do you want to tell everyone what it's called?
Yeah, it's The Outstanding Artist.
The Outstanding Artist. And yes, they can find it at, is it MilanInstitute.com?
Yeah, they can find it at MilanInstitute.com. Right now, to watch it, you have to be part of Milan Art Club, which is an online art club. It's amazing. I mean, they're like giving so many cool art tips and podcasts and videos and tutorials all the time. And it's $20 a month. And then they have their TV show on there. And there's already 1-2 seasons on there. And then will be the 3rd season, which will actually be accessible to all, not just on Art Club.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, so where was it set this year?
It was in Greece on an island called Spetsis, which was a tiny little island with no cars. And it was so cute. So they have, basically everyone rides mopeds, even like moms with their little babies. They like strap them on and they're on these little moped scooters, which was crazy to look at first. And then by the end, like my whole family was like on a quad with our baby, like.
You went with your whole family?
Yeah, I went with the whole family because my daughter was 1 and just, I couldn't leave her for a month and a half. I just couldn't do it. I was like,
no. I was wondering, I was like, how the hell did she do that?
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that. So thankfully, I mean,
that makes way more sense.
Yeah. My husband
was like, that's very brave. Yeah. I couldn't do it. I would just miss them too much. But you went together. Okay, that's great.
Yeah. We went together. Most of the people, they got, you know, paid for room and board. But thankfully, my husband loves traveling and he would take any opportunity to like go somewhere cool. So we all went, and then he was amazing because he watched the kids all day. I was gone 6 days a week, 8 a.m. to like 7 p.m. So he like,
yeah, that's an intense amount for any parent. Like, it's just like, I know when I'm up at 6:30 to, and my partner gets home from work, I'm like, I am so done.
Yeah. And then he's done too. And yeah.
Take over or I will just not be nice. I need like, and then at 10, he always comes and like wants to like hang out and touch him. I'm like, get lost. Do not touch me. Do not. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I've been all day. Because there's also kids in our neighborhood, which is amazing. But they have a lot of questions and they talk a lot during the day too. So it's just like, I mean, school has started, so it's better. But still, the after school shift of them. And like last night, I tried to be nice, but there was like 7 kids on my step drawing.
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck?
Where did you come from?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I just close the door. I'm like, get a snack and breathe and then go out. And this is like, they're obviously here because they like you. Yeah. And And like, but like, I was just tired from the day, right, of kidding all. And like, first day of school, slash, I was setting up Art Academy, slash, I was, you know, lunches, school, like, appointments, pick up this from there. The kids didn't have any t-shirts to wear, so go get more t-shirts and make all the meals. And then, he got home, and then, yeah, the kids on the stairs, and I was like, fuck. I'm like, okay, I can do one more thing. Yeah. But there's, it was nice because it was like, it was evening, it was a summer evening, and we were just quietly drawing, and I'm like, I can do this. But
I have to tell myself I can do this all the time. It's true.
Yeah, it's a day for anyone. And until you do it, parent, mother, father, anything, until you do it, you just don't know.
It's true. It's true. Like, just the questions you get, like, every day, like, the amount of questions you get, it'll make you crazy, insane.
Oh, yeah. Like,
when I wake up, I get like a bunch of weird, strange, out of the box questions. Like, I wish I could think of a good example. Like, oh, never mind. But you just get crazy questions.
Oh, their minds are so interesting. Like, Finn, for the longest time, he loved the sunset. And he was like, Mom, I really want to go there.
Oh,
the sunset. That's, I was like, well, it's not a place. And so you'd get so upset about not being able to go to the sunset.
Oh,
yeah. Really, so like, yeah. They just,
yeah,
have their things. It was nice though. School, like, I only had one for at least half the day, so that was like a 2 hours or three of peace, kind of without running around. But you know, you try to catch up during those times. Okay, so he watched the kids.
Yep.
In Greece while you were intensely, yep. So did you guys went on location to different spots?
Yeah, because there were so many of us, we didn't really fit at the hotel for shooting, and we'd have to go find locations to be at so we could all paint. And it was beautiful. Like, it was honestly so pretty. But it was a huge challenge because there was like, we're outside, there's no bathroom, it's very hot, you're in the sun, and you know, sun on canvas is like blinding, and so it was very challenging. It was crazy. And yeah, so
good, like, for you. I mean,
yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, just knowing cameras are on you, being on a show, but then on top of physical work, because we're like climbing up hills, got all our stuff, and then plus like the you make so many decisions as you paint that it's just like there's so much to think about and physically do that it was a lot.
What a challenge. And like, to be taken out of your comfort and your studio where you have all the things, you know, because you get into this routine and you work a certain way. Like, for myself, like, it would be like, my paintings would be totally different.
Yeah. My paintings.
Develop your own process. And as you know, and so Jesse and I geek out over mediums and process a lot on Instagram.
Like, yeah, to you, I'm like, how do you
so I don't work on a prepped, like, stretched canvas. I literally lay raw canvas on the floor and we just let whatever happen. And so that's where, like, happy magic accidents always happen.
Yeah.
And then I stretch it on the wall. So I staple all around the canvas. So, and then I had told you that, and you're like, I don't never stretch a canvas. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I was like, wait, out of way.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know how much I want to say now, but we're going to do something together, and we're going to do something where we can geek out and talk about process and different processes and getting different outcomes and why and working on a body of work and working large scale and I can't wait, and we're gonna do something. So similarly to the portrait class that I put out, Jesse actually took it, and can you talk about, like, what that was like for you, because I had some different processes in there that you hadn't done yet.
Well, I loved it. Like, for me, it was really, really helpful because I had never used, like, certain things. So I had never used, okay, first of all, a lot of the pastels were like a mystery to me because I could never, like, get them to work on a canvas or work on acrylic. So anyway, I, like, learned how to use them. You have to use them on paper where there is like texture so that it holds.
Yeah, the grit will hold it. Yeah. Just
little things that I should have known, but you just, I don't know. I'm just like flying by the seat of my pants and I'm like, well, I want the pastel stay on my canvas. And then that was really cool. And then I loved the process of how you get the portrait down, which I won't give away.
But
I
was, yeah, maybe not.
Well, because I know how I do it large scale, and doing it small scale, I was always curious because my process, like, anyway, I really love this. And I've always loved kind of that print press look and a little bit of a pop art look. And so the fact that you teach exactly how to do that was so helpful for me. And it carries over even to, I could use it large scale too if I wanted to, which I love. Because I've always loved that look that you get, sort of a print press. I've always wanted to know how to do it and haven't known. And then from there, I'm trying to think. It was just fun to see the way, like, your order of things. And I've always just looked up to your art. And so to be able to try it in my own way and think how I could apply it to what I'm already doing was really awesome. So I got to like take a little bit that I've been implementing in what I've been doing now. So,
Yeah. It's, and you know, everyone's so unique. So you will implement it in like your own way or interpret it in your own style, and or personality will come out. Like, yeah. And a lot of times, like, so I use a projector. I know you use a projector. And mm-hmm. I had gone to a course at Red Deer College where I had originally gone to school with Justin Ogilvy. He is a portrait artist as well, kind of works similarly to ours, but his own look. And so he teaches quite a bit. He depends, actually, his income depends on workshops and classes. And so he came from Vancouver and did this workshop in Red Deer. And I had seen him through Beers London. He had shown with Beers London and knew Andrew Salgado, who's a Canadian portrait artist. And so I was like, oh my gosh, he's in Red Deer. I definitely want to take his class. And then I went to it and I had always been gritting. I had been gritting up to that point, and you don't always get it right.
Yeah.
Like, it can still look off. And for me, I wanted that, like, perfect, not perfect because I'm very expressive, but I wanted it to not be fucking wrong. Like, I didn't want a pupil to be off. Like, mm-hmm. I would always stare at it and fix it and go back and forth and waste mediums and waste time. And it was so frustrating. Like, I would just, it took forever. And I would always lose the grid drawing. So then I would get lost. And
yeah.
So, and that's over like 15 years of, you know, coming out of art school and developing process. So it's like a lot of hours and mediums and time.
Yeah.
And slash having babies. But so I took this course with him. I was like, isn't it cheating to use a projector? And I hear this all the time.
Yeah, I hear it too.
He was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
100% no. He's like, Andrew Salgado, projector, for sure. There's no way he doesn't. He's like, because I loved Andrew at that time. I was like so obsessed with his work. And he's just like, almost every artist uses a projector. Leonardo da Vinci had a form of a projector. And then I started using them. I was like, this is not cheating at all. Like,
no, you still have to paint the whole thing.
Yeah, there's nothing cheaty about it because you totally cover everything up. It's just like mapping out. It's just like, it maps out your composition.
Yeah.
It's not getting the planes of the face or the form. It's not getting the shading. It's nothing. It's just like the eyebrow or lips and nose are here.
Yeah.
And face shape is that. That's all you get. And so
it's like the times we live in. The thing is like we live in 2022 and people are expecting a higher level of cool kind of graphic almost effects on everything.
Digital. It's almost like,
yeah.
How can you compete with the perfection of digital with raw materials, right? Everyone's working digitally. Mm-hmm. So after that I was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna get a projector, and it was night and day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then a couple years later, I had done, like, just figured out a way to do my technique and over so many different things. And I made it look in like different ways, but I just fell so in love with it because I love drawing. Like I really love drawing, but it took out the frustration. And I still get messages like, it's cheating. I was like, it's really not. Like,
you need to draw?
It's giving you the confidence. It's get, yeah, like, I think people should learn how to draw. I was like, they are, but with confidence. Like, yeah. This is setting them up with the skill set, and they don't have to go to hours and hours of classes. They can figure it out. It's like how positive reinforcement works. You're going to do something when you feel good about it. Okay, so it is a bit easier. Good. People are more likely to keep going. And not only that, but explore materials. The course is about exploring materials and finding the mediums that you love. And it has a chance to mix watercolor, acrylics, oil, everything. And like, people are like, what about the oil over, you're putting acrylic over? I'm like, it's just like, don't worry. It's not going to fall off your page. That is still a rule, by the way. Do not put oil over oil in the painting stages. But with this like light drawing, it's just not going to happen. And so I just want to build people up so they keep going. Again, to what we originally talked about is connecting to their creativity in a positive way.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And it just makes you happy when you can actually express something that you're proud of. And I feel like the thing is like, it's all tools. Like everything is a tool. Like pencils are a tool. Paint is a tool. Like learning to do something that helps you get the, you know, like measurements perfect is a tool. It's just learning to use like the tools that you have and feeling like it all had to come from like your mind is like, it's the wrong thinking. And it's like overly precious about, you know, being an artist, you have to be like this genius and like, it's just like
yourself over your abilities,
you know? Yeah. You're like a craftsman. And, I had something I was going to say, but I forgot. I have pregnancy brain like really bad right now. So if I just completely stop a sentence right in the middle, blame the baby. But yeah, I just feel like we get in our own heads with that kind of thing. Like I need to be this genius master. And it's like, no,
well, we are genius masters, but in our own way.
In our own way, exactly. Like, yeah, I think, yeah, I guess we actually are all in our own way, but it's in how we express and how we lay down paint and what we think of creating. And the abilities do grow. So here's kind of a testimony. So I used a projector for 3 years until I did this show, and then I had to draw. There's no projectors in Greece on the beach. And I could draw. Like I got the proportions. I got it done. I couldn't do this process that's behind me because it requires a projector. But it's like it was there because your right brain is still always looking for the plane shifts and always looking for what lines up where and
exactly
grows.
Yeah. It's and that's a thing. And that's about projectors and that technique that I teach is you're learning as you're doing it. You're learning about line sensitivity and mark making, and you're in it, your brain is working. And I almost think it's a better skill to start with because you are learning the proportions of a face. You know, you're learning to see what it looks like. Yeah. And oh, for sure. Like I still, like the kids in the neighborhood ask me all the time to, they're like, yeah, draw someone or draw the face. I'm like, oh, I can still do this, turns out.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's
a kid Jiffy or crayon out in the open just randomly. But like, for example, like, okay, so I'm projecting this piece behind me and you'll only see it if you're watching on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So that's my work. And then Jessie uses a projector and her work is behind her and it's totally different, like you know, your processes and the way you apply it and the way you love certain marks and mediums, like that'll always be unique to you. We're just setting you up with the skills. And I hope we can keep going on it because I just have so much fun creating those. I love seeing your process and your work. So we'll figure out all that stuff in the future when the world slows down. I'm not like, you're not moving and I'm not heading to New York and starting an art academy.
Yay. Our processes are very similar because I do the same thing in the sense of like no plan, just throwing things down. You have your kids and it's more of an organic like smearing, which I love. Mine is more, well, you do patterns on top. So anyway, but it's the same in that sense.
Yeah, but it looks completely different, right? Like your kids are going to come draw on yours soon too.
Oh, they are. They do sometimes and it's actually super cute. I love it.
I think it's a great way to let go.
Yeah.
You know, like and just embrace that something can be like not as you planned, and it gives you this, it's kind of like gives you this great life lesson. Like you are not in control.
Yeah, it's true. And like imperfect is the beautiful part. And like, I do have a story about this. When I first started making like my body of work, I was doing kind of like these perfect optical illusion backgrounds. So I'm like projecting an exact pattern and I'm like painting that in. And then I'm, you know, doing the face and everything just had to be like perfect, almost graphic, which is, anyway, I was getting so sick of it. I was like, I can't do another one of these. It's too hard. It's too like, everything has to be so perfect, perfect, perfect. And that's just so not me. I'm not that person. Anyway, and then I took a couple abstract classes from a woman named Pat Patinsky. And my very first abstract, when I made a scribble with a pencil, I started crying, which was weird. But all of a sudden I started crying because I saw it looked beautiful and it was just a scribble. And it was weird. It was like something in my heart like healed or broke or like was like, oh my gosh, like your scribbles are beautiful, like your expression, like your true like marks are beautiful. And it really was just exactly what I needed. And it applies to my own life. Like I grew up in a very like, you know, you need to act this way for other people and like you need to be good. And we all grew up like that, a lot of us. And it made me a bit of a perfectionist and a codependent person to other people. And so it was like that moment with art helped me heal as a human too, of just being like, just being me is beautiful, you know, and not making it look like something cool that it should look like, you know. So now I can't get enough of it. I just want to be messy and then bring it into some fun refinement and in the subject.
Yeah, bringing it all together. And I think that is just like a gut intuition, but you have to, and what I love about you is you're constantly taking classes and discovering and exploring. And you joined the sketchbook project, which was so great.
I love it.
Yeah, and I have had trouble letting go, like not like, you know, being in the professional world for so long, not creating something to sell.
Right. It's true.
And like doing flowers, I was like, fuck, I suck at this so bad.
So bad at flowers. Really so bad.
Like I can draw them, but like I was just exploring and doing things with the kids and collecting stuff. And I was like, but it's approachable for someone who wants to get into it, right? Like, and they may not want to do what I do. So I was like, I'm going to put this up anyway, even though it's ugly as fuck.
Whoa, I loved all of yours.
Some of them did turn out really, like my cover and back cover, I did turn into prints because they were so,
so cool.
Yeah. And some of yours turned out really cool too, but there's a lot of not cool stuff, but that's the point.
Yeah, exactly. If you look in mine, there's a lot of pages that are just skip, but I love that I got that. Like, this is how you help me. I'm just like going off on a tangent, but after Greece, I had that high. And then I had this dip of like, I was so sick of painting neon paintings after that. I was like, I can't look at neon paint ever again. I don't like, I'd been painting a new painting every single day. So I was like,
kind of so intense.
Kind of like, yeah. And just kind of on a low, like a high to low. And then I had a dream that I was painting in a sketchbook. And when I didn't know I was being looked at, and like the judges came up and I like got number one when I was working in a sketchbook. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to work just for myself. And then at the same time, you came out with the sketchbook, summer sketchbook. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. It'll make me do it because I'm the same as you. I like want to do it for a painting to sell and not just for myself. So you were just this perfect like timing for me to do that. And it helped me just tap back into myself and loving art. And many days I was like, man, I actually just love art to love art. Like it isn't all the other stuff. I just love it. Like I have to do it. And so it helped me get through my little weird after a TV show moment.
Oh, for sure. You would have such a, like, yeah, I could see it being like, oh, I'm burnt out. You were burnt out.
Yeah, burnt out.
Well, the thing is, it's like simple, it's like the fundamentals and the foundation of creating the work that we create is like simplified in the sketchbook project. It's like, make a pattern, or today just do some paint pulling. And then you can use it later. Like, it wasn't like that you're not going to accomplish this in 2 hours. It was like I was doing it with on the go in the summer. Mm-hmm. So here and there, you know, collecting wildflowers and doing flower pounding and like new things that I had never done. And then including the kids, which so they just are so free. And so like I would just be sitting there and all I had was like kid Jiffies or kid crayons. And so you had to do something with that. So like the fundamentals of those things, but they all feed back into like that kind of child, you know, uninhibited freedom that they have when they're creating. And so you're like, that felt good. That making that pattern felt really good. And I'm going to bring that into my work.
Exactly. That's exactly what it did for me. Like, sorry, there's a leaf blower right outside. Is it really?
I can't hear it.
Oh, okay, good. That's amazing. Yeah. That's what it did for me. Like, it helped me focus back into what I want to bring into my work. Cause it was almost like doing so much for a month. It kind of like our process, we're always growing. It was like, it took me up and I grew past something and I needed to think about what my next step is. And working in the journal, I actually worked it out just on smaller pages instead of big expensive canvases. And it was awesome, you know? So yeah.
Oh, that's so great. I was so happy you joined, and a few other artists had joined at the same time and also took the portrait class. So it was like this big, but I knew it was because you shared it because I had never met them before. And like, so it was because of you, I got to make so many cool friends and see how it helped other people like, you know, connect to that part of themselves. And it was just so cool. And it was just the best. And like,
yeah,
I'm gonna cry about it. But like, it's just the way you can affect others is now that we have that opportunity with social media. And like, I would never have found you as a friend and or anyone. Just like, it's just so amazing to find community.
Yeah, I agree. I know. I was thinking that. I'm like, I'm about to like go talk to my friend in Canada. And it like almost makes me feel better, like moving somewhere where I know almost nobody. Cause I'm like, I actually have so many friends through my artist community online that I talk to. And like, you're mom of three. I'm about to be a mom of three. And like, you're, you know, I love that we have this. And like, you honestly gave, you were honestly like this godsend. It was weird. Cause I felt like I was in this like, oh, like this weird stuck place. And then I'd always wanted to use raw canvas and I wanted to work in a sketchbook. And like, you brought both those things to my life, like perfectly. And I was just like, oh my gosh, felt like God helping me, you know,
and something at work. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And so, no. Yeah.
And what I was going to add while you talk about that, I was watching something yesterday and they were talking about now that we have social media, it's safe to say that we all will know like 1,000 people in our lifetime. I think if you're an influencer, you'll know more. So you'll know 1,000 people. All those 1,000 people know 1,000 people, which means you're only one person away from 1 million people. And then you're only 2 people away from 1 billion people. And so actually the change like that we're creating is very big. And it's like a huge ripple effect. Even though we feel small, we're actually creating like tons of change. And it's so cool. Like, I love that you're, you know, doing all these videos and get to see and hear these stories. And it's just cool. I loved hearing that, because sometimes as an artist, you can feel like, who cares? Or like, you feel like, where are these collector is going to come from. And it's like, actually,
what am I even doing?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, you're one person away from 1 million people. That's like insane potential. So as you take yourself seriously and keep going and being your voice and just putting out like what you're meant to put out, everyone's going to know you for that. And they could tell one of their 1,000 people about you. And we're connected to way more people than we think.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
I still feel so like I never feel big. Like I just feel like I'm, you know, in my little hole in the basement.
Yes.
But, like I just never feel big, but then I get a really kind message and like those things make my day. And I'm like, okay, you're on the right path. Keep showing up every day because you help this one person. And that is what is important is, you're happy and you're helping your family and you're happy. But if you can help someone else find their happiness, like that is just like the craziest gift of all. So it's nuts to think about when you say that.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I don't have 1 million followers or anything but I don't think, that's the way to look at it. And my best advice to everyone, and I think I made like a cute little reel about it, but, is number one is to show up I went top three tips for artists. And number one is showing up every day. Like you have to show up every day. You have to do something with it. Like that is so important to be consistent.
Yeah.
Finding community.
Yeah.
Two. And then what else did I have? Finding community and showing up every day. And now I have to pull out my phone because of my memory. Right.
I mean, those are 100% true. And if you're showing up every day, you're going to need that community.
Yeah. Right. Oh my gosh. So much. Oh, here. Lots of reels about complaining about almost there. Back to school. So much complaining.
Three, two, one.
Top three tips for artists. Find a community where you fit. Oh yeah. Collaboration over competition.
Ooh, I love it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right? Like what a terrible mindset that was to be in.
Yeah.
And that was art school. And that's again why I discourage encourage people to find their own community and where they fit. Yeah. Because it's just there's so much online and there's so many programs and there's so much learning through courses or classes or YouTube or anything that it can be more cost effective and it can be, you can find something unique to you where you want to go, where I feel like in that setting, like an institutional setting where there was pressure to be one way or there was pressure to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Like how can you say someone's, like, how can you compare? Like, yeah. I strongly believe in positive reinforcement and not like in a smushy way, but like in a part where people make more connections and they're like, oh yeah, thank you. Yes, this was really good. And not to compete. Artists aren't meant to be like compared. Like, how can you compare my style to your style and say one is better than the other? Like, it's so subjective. Everyone loves something different. In the same day, and I was talking to someone about this yesterday, in the same day, I was told that, and this was from, I work in a really big oil sector. So two oil company owners, one was like, phoned me and was like, what is this? We're here in the oil field. We only like realistic art and everyone only likes realism and that's only accepted good art. I was like, okay, I disagree with you, sir.
Yeah.
Like really politely. But then the same day, an owner came to order three custom artworks and he was like, I love the color. I love the mark making. I love the expression. I love the. So everyone is so different.
Yeah.
But you can't say one is better. It's just like what we prefer. Like I prefer to dress and wear different clothes than the next person. Like how can you? Yeah. So.
And you attract the people who also feel like energy from that same stuff, you know?
We get
our passion and energy and expression from other people also get it from, and they're going to just be like a magnet to your art. So
Yeah. No, and that's where you build a community. And someone actually told me I needed to. I wasn't like, I'm gonna build a community. I because mom of three, busy, stay at home, but also running my business from home whilst in it. I was like, I don't want to start another thing. She's and so it was a discovery call with my friend C from Live, Learn, Dream, and she had just founded her company. She wanted to work independently, and she was working for a big ad firm in like Texas with like huge, and she just was like, I'm gonna do this myself. Anyway, we had a call. It was 4 hours. She was so kind. She's like, you have to, like, you're writing a book, you're doing all these things, you're having classes, she's like, you have to have a community where you can connect and talk about these things. And so I sat on that for a while, and then I was like, she was right, I need to have a community. And it's so beautiful and special, and like, okay, no, I'm not getting paid for my time necessarily or anything like that, but it's beyond that. It's more important. And it's a way to show support for people, in that same, it's a way to show support for, it took me 20 years to find my place or find community. I don't want it to take 20 years for someone else. And I didn't need to find where I fit. I don't fit anywhere. No one fits anywhere. We're all unique, but you can find people who will support and love you. And that's really what it's about.
I love that. Ellie Milan, she says, like, if you feel like a misfit, make the group for the misfits. And we're all misfits in our own way. We all feel like we don't quite fit into whatever thing we're in. Like, I'm a homeschooling mom, but I also have my business. My art is really important to me. I'm not like wanting to be in like doing sewing classes and whatever. I'm not like a lot of homeschool moms, or if I'm in like, there's always differences. We're always different from people. And so just finding a group of artists is different because it's our true like passion and what we like just enjoy. So having a bunch of people that enjoy and can geek out on the same stuff and be
Oh
like,
my gosh, when you messaged me and asked me questions, I was like, finally, someone can understand what the hell I'm talking about, because it is like no one else cares.
Nobody, you can talk about this and you just get like blank stares. I wanted to share something I started was I started just like a group where I kind of shot it out on my Instagram. I know artists in my community here and started like a group where we meet every single Wednesday at my house and everybody brings what they worked on and shares it. And I kind of stole this model from another group I was a part of. And you
They're
share,
all the same, really.
yes. And you share like, this is, here's my art and, or how's my art and how's my heart? So you share what you worked on, what you think about it, and then how you're doing with your art, basically, how your heart is doing. And I mean, like, it was very easy to start. Like, everyone kept coming. There's like 12, I think I started with about 12, and 12 are still coming. And it's been over a year, every single week. Like,
What? That's crazy. Good for you.
And it just helps. Like if I've been having a week where I feel like confused about where I'm going with my art, or I don't know, you're kind of lonely, like you've been in your studio a lot. And even with kids all around you can still feel lonely because they're talking about like Legos and stuff. And so then having them,
Sure.
having them to just talk about what is going on with you, it helps me a lot. And then obviously it helps all them and we keep coming back. So that's a cool thing that people could start.
Yeah, for sure. If you can't find what you're looking for, go for it,
Totally.
people
If you
come.
want to. If you don't want to do that, don't do
I have
that.
a chapter in my book called There's a Lid for Every Pot, because there is. It's just so true. And that's not like just a love quote. It's like for any sort of community. You can be into coin collecting and you'll find people who also love coin collecting.
It's awesome. Especially
So
now online.
oh yeah, it's like it's too easy. It's great. So if you're afraid, don't be afraid. There's people to support you. Just like you said, with the effect of, one person, 1,000, 1,000,000. It's nuts. I heard my doorbell ring, but I think it's a package, so no big deal.
Okay, cool.
But that's okay. I think we should wrap up anyway, because we just life.
Yeah. How long has it been?
So where can everyone find you, and where can everyone find your your website and your Instagram and everything?
Yeah, so my Instagram is Jessie Doll Art, so Jessi and then Doll Art. And then my website is jessiedoll.com. And right now for a week, I don't think this will air within the week. I have a sale going on my website right now.
You know what? I will. I have one in editing, and I think I want to and I messaged the woman. It was Valentine from Art Moms. I was like, we talked about the exhibition that was in May.
Oh,
so I think we have to redo one. I actually think it will be this Sunday. And or today, if everyone's listening today when it comes out. But check out Jessie's sale, because she's moving. So she needs it's a crazy sale.
Yes. It's a 75% off sale of the artwork it's just from old collections that don't fit in with my new collections. It's the Misfits. And they're 75% off. And if this airs Sunday, it'll be the last day. So go check it out.
Yeah, I will post that in the member feature too in the community, just so everyone sees, holy shit, we better get one now. Okay, I have one final question sponsored by Red Bicycle Communications. It's called A Day in the Life. I want you to describe your picture perfect day. If you could do anything one day, what would that day look like? From when you woke up to when you went to bed.
My very picture perfect day. Okay. It would look like this. It would look like I'm talking just my life. I would want it to look like this most of the time. Perfect. I would want to be able to wake up, journal, the kids are quiet. And then breakfast, I want to be able to paint for 4 to 5 hours and have somebody helping me with the kids so I could paint that amount of time, maybe 4. I feel like I love 4 hours. It feels really good if I did that every day. And then from there, I would love to just play and hang out with my kids. And I love getting to go out on dates with my husband, and it doesn't happen enough. And we need that quality time, you know? So I would love to go, out to dinner, hanging out at the beach, and just have a date with my husband. That sounds very basic, but I'm a creature of habit and I really love my life, I guess. So that's good. I would want to do that.
Yeah. No, it does sound perfect. And you know what? Not one person has described a day where they're like, I'm going to go to and leave everything. Everyone's answer is very organic and very we're almost living that day already. So yeah.
It's like if your day just went perfect. It was just everything you wanted and needed.
Yeah. So, we're already all doing it, which is great. Yes, sometimes we have hiccups. There's no doubt. But whoops. But that's what my book is all about, is seeing your everyday ordinary is extraordinary. Because, since I started the podcast, that was the question that I would ask people, and it's always the same.
Really?
In different variations. I think Erica Lee Sears didn't want to fly to Paris for a croissant.
Why not?
I think we all do. Let's just be in Paris for the croissant breakfast. I especially would love that.
I guess the perfect day would be unlimited cash shopping day, and I go shopping for every whatever. That'd be fun.
That would be cool too. I have been off gluten for years, so I would just eat every fucking pizza sandwich in France specifically, because I did actually get to paint for over a month in outside of Paris.
Wow.
At a residency. That's cool. And oh, it was good. The food. It was so freaking good. I want to go back.
Yeah, I love just eating pastries and coffee. It sounds like heaven. I gotta go.
Kind of. Yeah, it does. One day we'll go. We'll somehow get there for art, and then we don't have to pay for it. Well, yes. We'll pay for it, but it's an expense. And we'll be there to paint a mural or in a show or Yep. Sounds cool.
I believe it.
I put it out there, so.
Exactly. It's going to come now.
Yeah, that actually happens a lot, by the way.
It does. No, I've had that too. Like when I go, man, I would just really love to do this. Like being on that show. It's cool.
It's crazy. When you visualize it or think about it, but you're like, not really, you're like kind of daydreaming. Yeah. It's still putting it out there.
Yeah. No, I definitely believe that. And I've seen it happen in crazy ways for myself too.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to New York to meet these women I've been like in touch with for years. And cause I always was like, oh, I'd be neat to be there with them. And I would always like see myself like chatting with them at the art fairs and being in New York and eating and going out to dinner with my friends. And then, I mean, it didn't, you gotta be careful. Cause like it came at a very inconvenient time. So like, and I think Katerina Popova talks about that. She's like, get really specific with your dreams because you know, you can say you want more money and you might like find a $10 bill that day, right?
Yeah, like
there's your money.
Yeah.
Be very specific with your dreams. Okay, I hear pounding.
Okay.
The crew is about to bust in hard.
Cool.
We weren't here for 2 hours. Amazing. Yeah. But they do usually like to like, one time Finn came down the stairs and like had his butt in the studio and was like, Mom, I need you to join my phone. Gotta go.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's a fun
They're
story.
So disgusting. You're having, can I say what you're having?
Yeah, you can say.
Yeah, you're having a boy. So you already have two girls?
Two girls, yeah.
Yeah, boys are, I mean, not all boys. Like, I'm not going to get, like, compare sexes too much, but they're disgusting.
I'm just going to say it.
Oh my gosh, Teddy ate his own poop once when he was a baby. Like, it was like a little round thing on the floor that had dropped out of his morning diaper because morning diapers can be saggy and like let out a poop nugget. Yeah. He put it in his mouth and like Finn smeared his poop on the glass on the railing once and they're just so gross all the time. Like, and
my I've eaten poop, so I don't know. It might just be a baby thing.
Like, Gus is like, Mom, where's the lighter? Finn's about to fart. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that is a male thing for sure.
This is my life.
Yeah. I learned about it when I got married, though. I was like, oh, okay, this is what guys are like. Just
I know, like
crude humor.
When, yeah, you're like, I don't care that you Mommy. Just did that. What? Yeah, let's fix your shoes. We will. Yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, I definitely want a bigger home with more basement space away from them. Like they can just be in the, because there's three boys and they'll all be teenagers at once. Oh. And so they need to be away from me.
And I need to be away. That is all.
They're just, I don't even want to. Yeah, I will love them dearly. But yeah, gross.
So funny. It is going to be a lot of male energy for you.
It is. And we're done. So yeah. I really wanted a girl. So like, I was like, you know, to travel with later in life and whatever, but maybe one of my boys will be like that.
Yep. So, that's true.
Finn will come paint murals with me across the world.
Yes. You just need one of them.
He said no. Hopefully he changes his mind. Okay, so nice to meet you, and we will chat very soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you so much for being here. I sure appreciate your time. Be sure to check out Jessie's sale at jessiedollart.com and get that 75% off original artwork. That's crazy. And if you'd like to check out our portrait class, you can do that on brandyhofer.ca, or you can join our free community. We are Color Me Happy Community on Instagram and Color Me Happy Community on Facebook. And that's a like private group. So it's really safe and it's really supportive and it's really beautiful. You can join this sketchbook project and share what you're working on. And you can, yeah, and you can share what you're working on even if you're not in the sketchbook project. We're just there to support you. And thank you to our sponsors, Red Bicycle Communications and Nouveau Laser and Aesthetic Center. And enjoy this song by Swear by the Moon. So good. You can support them by getting this album, this whole album, because it's actually all fantastic. Like every song on there. So good. And so if you go to swearbythemoon.com, you can find that. And the link is in our notes. You can also get really inspired in our community. We have Talk About It Tuesday, where we talk about, you know, how important it is to find community, or how you should work in your studio every day, or like so many things every week. And I also release a weekly newsletter from brandyhofer.ca, where we have just, I call it weekend inspiration. So it inspires you every Sunday to move into your week just feeling good and feeling passionate and excited to wake up and see your everyday ordinary as extraordinary. Okay, friend. Bye-bye.
Quiet.
Oh, no.
If you're looking for some time for yourself to relax, release, and unwind, Oasis has the perfect space for you. They offer yoga and spin classes of all levels. Whether you are a beginner or advanced student, Oasis thrives on accommodating all aspects of the practice. Let their serene environment and gracious staff help you in your journey of peace, healing, and strength. Sign up online at www.oasishotyogastudio.com or by downloading the Oasis Hot Yoga Studio app. Feel like yourself. You deserve it.